Israel's made big mistakes and we should hold them to account for that, but insists we must remember the trauma Israelis are suffering. Ceasefire talks resume in Cairo later. Here's Israeli MP Boaz Bismuth.
One was brought back yesterday, dead of course, unfortunately. He was taken alive. We saw him, videos from him, and probably in January he was murdered by the terrorists who are there. So we still have 133 over there. I don't know who are alive, who are dead. The young women, there's a baby 1-year-old. So of course it's very tough for Israel.
An image has been released of a man thought to have stabbed a woman to death in Bradford yesterday. It happened near the city centre. A man in his 20s has been arrested on suspicion of murder after a human torso was found wrapped in plastic in Salford. Police believe the victim's a man over 40. 42 flood warnings remain in place across Scotland as Storm Kathleen hits the northwest of the UK. Winds of 77 miles per hour have been recorded. In sport, a dramatic Old Firm derby has ended 3-3. Celtic had a 2-0 lead at one stage at Ibrox, but Rangers have scored a stoppage time equaliser. It means it's still all to play for in the Scottish Premiership title race. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has urged fans on both sides not to get involved in so-called tragedy chants when they take on rivals Manchester United later. The last meeting between the sides at Old Trafford was marred by supporters mocking the Hillsborough disaster.
Have a fight on the pitch. Let's play football. Let's, if you want, be happy if we lose or whatever, these kind of things, that's all fine. But besides that, just show a bit of class. That would be really my wish.
A win for Liverpool would take them to the top of the Premier League. And Tottenham would move into the top four with a victory over Nottingham Forest. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98F and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, hello everyone. Vicky Michelle here with some more Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM. And I'm joined again by the fabulous Tony Smith. How are you, Tony?
I'm still laughing.
I know. Yeah. That was a great show, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Lots of Beyonce doing yeehaw music. Oh, do you know what? I feel like chilling out this week. What do you reckon?
I do, yes.
Shall we have a lazy Sunday afternoon?
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers. Close my eyes and drift away. Here we all are,
That was Easy Sunday, Small Faces, 1968, was UK number two, written by Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane. And I'm playing it for what would have been Small Faces bassist Ronnie Lane's birthday, which would have been on the 1st of April. The song was actually released without the band's knowledge, which greatly displeased them and led to Steve Marriott leaving. Famed for its many sound effects, sounds of the sea, church bells, crowd shouting. Do you know what else is in there, Tony?
No.
A loo being flushed. Just before Marriott sings "While You Flush Out the Moon."
Yeah, there's birds tweeting on the
way. And there's birds and birds tweeting. But it's only if you listen to this, if you know these things, you wouldn't be sort of necessarily listening for it, would you?
No, I noticed the birds tweeting at the end, because as we fade it out, you can hear them going tweet, tweet. The loo bit, yeah.
And, well, on the 1st of April, did you get pranked, or did you prank someone?
No, I did. My show was talking about it, and I said I was reading the papers from that day, and you know, like a lot of the news, you get in the news, you know, on your phones and you know, in print, and the news is so mad nowadays that half the stories I thought were April Fools turned out to be real anyway. So I couldn't actually find out which one was actually the April Fools one, which is mad. I think it was the David Beckham one story in the end, having a party at Wembley, but who knows?
Could be true.
Yeah, could be true.
Have you been invited?
No, he normally just turns his phone.
What a liberty.
David, I'm still waiting, mate. Still waiting.
There's a song about that. I'm still waiting. Okay, well, that's our lazy Sunday out of the way. So should we have a dance now?
Yes.
Oh, let's play Got My Mojo Working, Muddy Waters. Got My Mojo Working, Muddy Waters, 1957. And I'm playing it for what would have been Muddy Waters' birthday, which would have been on the 4th of April. That is brilliant, that song. It's so good.
Yes.
Harmonica is brilliant.
Yeah, it makes it, doesn't it? I love their harmonicas in
so
tracks.
So do I. I love them, you know, back in the day. Didn't the Stones cover this?
They did, yeah, they did cover it.
And didn't they duet with Muddy Waters?
They did, yeah. I can't remember if it had the harmonica in it. I was just trying to piece it, because it was so obviously the different era by then, because the song's travelled as it's been, you know, been covered several times. But it's very blues, that one, the blues version.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And it became an anthem for blues jazz. And unsurprisingly, Muddy got his nickname Muddy Waters because, do you know why, Tony?
That's because he fell in a puddle, did he?
Well, he used to like playing in muddy water at the local creek.
That was close.
Yeah, very close. He's often referred to as the father of Chicago blues. And Muddy's sons, Larry, Big Bill and Joseph, are all professional R&B performers. And Eric Clapton was best man at Muddy's marriage to Martha Jean Brooks in 79. That's pretty good, having a...
So the sons, they've got a group as well?
Yeah. They're R&B performers, whether they're all together or not, I don't know.
They should form a band, like the Ripples or something. It could be Muddy Water and the Ripples.
Be careful what you say there. Did you say Ripples, didn't you?
Yeah. No, he's coming out.
Do you know what else I liked in the song? We'll have to... When he... Right at the end, he went... Yeah, Tony and I were trying to do it. Actually, that wasn't bad, was it?
That was good. I can't do it. I just go... Right. Yeah.
I don't think I can do it again. Okay, let's play a Dire Straits number. This is Sultans of Swing.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. In other places, but the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south, way on down south, London town. Check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. But he's strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. If then an old guitar is all he can afford, when he gets up under the lights to play his bass. Creole.
are the sultans. We are the sultans of swing.
Was Sultans of Swing, Dire Straits, 1978, written by Mark Knopfler, was UK number 8, and it was Dire Straits' debut single. I'm playing it for drummer Pete Withers' birthday, which was on the 4th of April, and Pete first played a drum while in the Boys Brigade, becoming a professional musician at the age of 17, and he was Dire Straits' original drummer, joining the band in 1977. And Mark, not a lot of people know this. I think you probably do, but Mark Knopfler got the idea for writing this song when he ducked into a bar in Ipswich to escape the rain.
Yeah.
And a band were playing and claimed to be the Sultans of Swing, and the name amused Knopfler as he didn't think they looked anything like still Sultans of Swing, more like ordinary blokes in pullovers.
Yeah, that's basically what the song's about. They're playing till the very last song and everyone leaves and they're still playing a song. So it's a brilliant song, though.
Tony knows every single word.
Yeah,
he was singing. And when he does his gigs, he sings all the words, don't he, Tony?
Yeah, I'll do this one. And there's a couple of great songs from them, isn't there? Yeah, Money for Nothing's another great song.
Oh, I love that song, yeah. I like the intro on that, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But, so that was Sultan of Swings. And Dire Straits made a 10-minute version of this at Live Aid, played a 10-minute.
Yeah, I mean that one's already 5:40, so yeah. That's nearly 6 minutes. So it's got a massive outro, I suppose. So if you put a little bit of intro in, it wouldn't actually be that hard to stretch the song a little bit longer.
And talking about Ipswich, that's where I did Panto this year, and I was just looking up, and it's a great theatre, the region Ipswich. I think it's run by Richie Ross.
Could you play that? You've been there quite.
Yeah, I was there this Christmas. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. And then I found out, because one of my favourite comedians, Mickey Flanagan. Should we go out or out?
Definitely out.
Out or out? Should we go out after, Tom? Out. And he's doing a gig there on the 16th of May. So shall we go?
We should definitely go.
We should definitely go. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay, let's play a Slade number. This is Mama, We're All Crazy Now.
Spend my money, but still do. Don't stop.
That was Mama, We're All Crazy Now, Slade, 1972. It was a UK number one, written by Noddy Holder and Jim Lee. And I'm playing it for guitarist Dave Hill's birthday, which was on the 4th of April. And Dave is currently the only Slade band member still playing with the group. And the song was originally called My, My, We're All Crazy Now, but it was changed by the manager, Chas Chandler. That was a good idea, Chas. And the current lineup of Slade are on tour in Germany. Now, not a lot of people know this, Tom, but Noddy Holder wore an iconic hat while playing with Slade. Do you know who he bought it from?
No, now I know the hat.
Yes.
But I don't know. I'm just trying to think who wore a hat around about that time. But
no, he bought it from
someone. Oh, he bought it?
But, yes, from a store in Kensington. A stall in Kensington, in a market stall. And who sold it to him? Freddie.
Freddie the app. Different Freddie, obviously.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, yeah. I think you said that.
Yeah, I've said that before. Yeah, but quite a long time ago.
I was just trying to think. Yeah, that's right.
How good is that?
Yeah. It's mad, isn't it? Has he still got it? Must have.
Yeah, I should think.
God, it's from Freddie.
You've got to know that. That is his hat. Okay, let's play a Miracles number. This is Love Machine. Love Machine, The Miracles, 1975, was a UK number three. And I'm playing it for what would have been Miracles co-founder and singer Ronnie White's birthday, which would have been on April the 5th. This was The Miracles' biggest hit, and the song came directly out of a studio jamming session, as did many of The Miracles' best-known songs. The Miracles formed in 1956 with Bobby Rogers, Smokey Robinson, Claudette Robinson, Ronnie White and Peter Moore, all childhood friends. That's nice when you've got a group that are just all mates. And stay together.
It's a great track.
It's brilliant. Brilliant. I could not dance to that.
It's a tappy feet job, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the current lineup has a series of concerts planned for America throughout the year. And Not a lot of people know this song. But it was Ronnie White who was instrumental in bringing Who to the attention of Motown Records. Big one.
Pass. No, it's not in my time.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, of course, yes, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
So he introduced Stevie Wonder to Motown Records. How brilliant is that? And he also wrote songs for The Miracles, The Temptations, Marvin Gaye and Mary Wells.
It was his birthday last week, Stevie Wonder.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Stevie Wonder? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did, because I played a record.
We did, yeah.
Superstition.
Yes, that's right.
Is that just checking you're listening? Just checking, Tom, that you're on the ball.
I just got, oh, yeah, well, I've heard that factoid before. Yeah, it was last week's show.
Yeah. Well, a lot's gone on since then. Okay, should we play Holly's number?
Yeah.
This is Long Call Woman in a Black Dress. Long Call Woman in a Black Dress, The Hollies, 1972. Do you know how this is described? Swamp rock.
Is it really?
Yes.
It's a great track.
Rock. It's a great track. Playing for original Hollies leader Alan Clark's birthday, which was on the 5th of April, and Alan Clark imitated John Fogerty's vocal style of Creedence Clearwater for this track. And do you know what happened?
No.
Fogerty was not impressed. And won an out-of-court settlement over it. I bet Alan Clark wish he'd never done that.
Yeah,
I bet
he did.
But it was the only Hollies track not to include backing singing. Reason being, Clark never intended it to be released as a Hollies song. He wanted it as a solo release. But when the band found out, they gave him... ultimatum, Tony. Stay or go solo. But you can't do both. That's fair.
Yeah, it is fair, I suppose.
And the Hollies formed, and I think he stayed.
Yeah.
And the Hollies formed his band in 1962, having evolved from the duo Alan Clark and Graham Nash, who were best friends at primary school, performing during the skiffle craze of the late 50s. And there's been lots of different members, hasn't there?
Yeah, I was surprised, actually. I mean, the original lineup is still, they're all still.
Yeah, they're still going, yeah. They're still going out. But then you mentioned someone.
Yes, Steve Stroud.
He is a brilliant bass player.
Yeah, plays bass, yeah.
And he's married to my mate.
Yeah, Cheryl Baker.
Correct.
Yeah, TV.
And they're coming to my lunch.
They are coming to your lunch.
They're coming to my lunch, Cheryl and Steve, which is on the 12th of May.
And when is your lunch? It's coming up, isn't it?
12th of May.
12th of May.
Yeah, it's really good. And Hegarty's coming now.
I met her the other day.
Did you? Oh, yes.
She's in the studio.
Yeah.
Here on Phoenix FM.
I did Panto with her. Yeah, she's lovely.
She has got a fantastic dry personality. Yeah. She really enjoyed talking
to her. Yeah, I've got loads of mates coming, so there's lots of celebrities coming. So I'm looking forward to that. But Steve is a brilliant, and he's played with Earth, Wind and Fire. Yeah, he's really
another player. Big band. Yeah, fantastic, isn't
brilliant.
It?
Okay, let's play a blue number. This is Flyby. Yeah.
Dressed up, you're good to go. Chicken your style from head to toe.
That's right.
Hooked up and natural. You're feeling beautiful.
9 times out of 10, you know. Late night club like a radio. With the hot stuff, the top stuff. Yo, we got stuff. Whoa, whoa. What a night. So far. Pulling up curbside in your car. What a sight you are. Think I know somewhere we can park. After dark,
the mall put the top down. Got the city on lockdown. Drive by in a low ride. Heads high when we fly by. System up with the top down. Got the city on lockdown. Drive by in a low ride. Heads high when we fly by. Fly by,
fly by,
fly by,
fly by. Girl, it's time to let you know. Slow, we got until tomorrow.
UK style, UK flow. We got you hot like
whoa.
With the hot stuff, with the top stuff. Yo, we got stuff.
Whoa, whoa. What a night. So far.
Hurling up curbside in your car. What a sight.
On the fat track, leave your feather in the corner with a starter cap. Show him how to act. Show me love where you at.
While the night so far, pulling up curbside in your car. What a sight you are. Think I know somewhere we could park.
was Fly By Blue 2001, and I'm playing it for Duncan James' birthday, which is today, 7th of April. And a remix version of this was released in 2002, which made number 6 in the UK charts. And Blue are about to start their greatest hits tour around the UK, touring from the 16th of April. And they've got 3 dates at the London Palladium. And the tickets are limited, with several concerts sold out now. So book early to avoid disappointment. They've got great voices, haven't they?
Yeah, that was really
good.
You know,
they're some really, really polished, and the songs are really good. And apart from being a member of Blue, Duncan recorded a duet. Do you know what? Do you remember that one? That's What Friends Are For, with Denise Van Houten.
Yeah.
Last year, in aid of Macmillan Cancer Support, and in tribute to friend Sarah Harding, who died from breast cancer in 2021. She was such a lovely girl, and Denise and Sarah both worked on film Run for Your Wife.
Yeah, she was the girl in it, the woman married to what's his name in it?
Neil Morrissey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, and Denise and Sarah were so good in it. And Sarah was such a lovely girl, and she was really, really good. So it was such a shame, you know, when she passed away, because she was talented and a lovely person.
A good actress as well in that film.
Yeah, good actress. Have you watched it?
Yeah,
cool. Because it's one of those films, it's like a bit kitsch, but it's funny. I mean, with Biggins and Lyman.
When he goes for the ceiling.
I've got
it on DVD.
I know, it's really good. And there was a host, because, you know, Ray Cooney is loved so much, and everyone's worked with him, that there's a host of cameo roles. Now, you tell me who can get these people to do a cameo in a film.
Oh, there's loads.
For, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dame Judi Dench.
Yeah.
Dame June Whitfield, Sir Donald Sinden, Sir Cliff Richard, Dame Maureen Lipman, Timothy West CBE, Prunella Scales CBE, Bernard Cribbins OBE, Wendy Craves CBE, Sylvia Sims OBE, and many more, including Andrew Sachs. And not only that, My Louise was in it, playing a journalist.
Yes, that's
and Jeffrey Holland was in it. It was just such a great lineup. And it's a shame that the critics panned it, because I think if they'd have taken it in, you know, as it was meant to be, just to make people laugh, and the whole, you cannot orchestrate 2,000 people or however in London to laugh out loud, and they were roaring with laughter. It's a shame.
It is a great storyline as well.
Yeah,
with the cab driver.
Yeah, the cab driver and the two. Yeah,
the flick between the two lives. We don't want to give too much away if you're not seeing it, but it's great. The ceiling, when it comes to the ceiling, is probably a really fun thing.
Really is, but it's those sort of like comedy moments that make you laugh out loud.
Yeah, of course, Danny Dyer plays that.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he was really good, Danny. He was lovely. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Vic's Mix on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Vicky Michelle, and the fabulous Tony Smith. Shall we play a Leona Lewis OBE number?
Yeah.
Bleeding Love.
Closed off from love, I didn't need the pain. Once or twice was enough, and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. Happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy. Everyone around me thinks that I'm going crazy.
That was Bleeding Love, Leona Lewis, 2007, was UK number one. What a beautiful voice she's got.
Yes, gorgeous. She has a lovely voice.
Gorgeous. And playing for Leona Lewis's birthday, which was on the 3rd of April. As a child, she attended the Sylvia Young Theatre School and later Italia Conti Academy of Theatre Arts before joining the Brit School at the same time as Katie Melua, Adele, Jessie J and Amy Winehouse.
There's a lineup.
Not bad singers altogether. And Leona is one of the most popular and successful singing stars to have been discovered on a talent show. She was the first female to win X Factor and made music history when her debut single was downloaded 50,000 times in half an hour. How good is that?
Yes, man. I remember when I watched her, actually, in the really early stages of X Factor, and thinking then, she's bound to win it. Her voice was
just so good.
Yeah, a level above even what the professionals were doing at the time. She was kind of on niche with your Mariah Careys at that stage in the competition, which was just crazy.
And before breaking into the music scene, do you know where she worked?
No.
As a receptionist and a waitress Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that's right.
And she performed this track at Nelson Mandela's 90th birthday tribute concert in London's Hyde Park in 2008. But you've got some more information.
Yeah, she's patron of Brentwood-based charity Hopefield Animal Sanctuary, which is in Sawyers Hall Lane in Brentwood. And they look after animals that have been abandoned, like horses. I mean, they've got some things like camels, they've got squirrels, pigeons. You can go there. It's free to get in and just wander around. And they're always it's the feed that they obviously campaign to get the money for the feed. And she's patron saint of that, and they often do fundraising. She's done a couple of walks with them, and Phoenix have been there and interviewed her many years ago.
But not just talented, then, a really lovely person too.
Yeah. She married now. She got married, didn't she? And I thought she went to America for a while, but she may well be back in the UK.
Anyway, she's fabulous.
She's fabulous. We love her.
We do. Should we play another fabulous person? This is the one, the only, Marvin Gaye's Sexual Healing.
I need some love again. And baby,
Sexual Healing by the fabulous Marvin Gaye. 1982 was UK number 4, and I'm playing it for what would have been Marvin Gaye's birthday on the 2nd of April. Gaye had a bit of a reputation as a ladies' man, which he battled with given his own religious beliefs and the fact that his father was a preacher. And he was in the news this week where a collection of cassette tapes thought to contain 66 Marvin Gaye unreleased demo songs have been found in Ostend, Belgium. And you knew about this as well, Tony, didn't
you? Yeah, I heard about it. And they're meant to be, you know, not just tracks that have just been loosely written, you know, where you've had to try and make them up back out. They are kind of ready to go.
Finished
and,
product.
Yeah, apparently they're as catchy as things like what we just heard. With
oh,
bass
my
lines.
God, brilliant.
Yeah, which is going to be interesting to see what happens.
Wait. Well, the collection belonged to musician Charles Dumoulin, in whose house Gaye stayed in 1981 while undergoing a detox program. And when Dumoulin died in 2019, the collection was passed down to his family. And then there's a debate has begun as to whether the Dumoulin family have the right to keep them, along with a cache of Gaye memorabilia. So the Belgian law states that after 30 years, and it's been 42, the tapes would become the property of the Dumoulin family, but this does not include publishing and copyrights of the music of. So how does that one pan out?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully they can. I mean, let's hope they can come to some sort of arrangement.
Yeah, because it would be great to hear those tracks.
Yeah, to listen to those tracks. Which,
absolutely, unbelievable.
It should be great for the fans or just music people in general. And it doesn't get tied up in law that they end up, you know, going nowhere, which exactly. would be a shame.
That would be a shame. There's a lot of money to be out there, though, methinks.
Yeah.
Okay, let's play an Elvis Presley number. Yeah. You ready for this, Tom?
It's a great track.
Oh, this is Viva Las Vegas.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than the 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel, a fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a new steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it costs me my very last dime, if I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva, Viva Las Vegas!
That was Viva Las Vegas, Elvis Presley, 1964. And I'm playing this because Las Vegas has been in the news this week. One of its most iconic venues on Las Vegas Strip, the Tropicana, closed its doors for the last time on Tuesday after 67 years. But we were talking about this, the film of this. I mean, I loved all of Elvis' films.
Yeah, Viva Las Vegas. Yeah, it's a fantastic film. It's the racing driver one.
Yeah. Do you remember who the girl was?
Yes. We just said it, didn't we? Anne Margaret.
Yes, correct.
She plays Rusty. In the film.
She was great. I used to love Anne Margaret, all of her films.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter what the film was like. We just you just loved watching Elvis Presley, didn't you?
Yeah, Jailhouse Rock was good. Most of the I said that the films came out, and then the singles followed the films. Obviously, that's how the Colonel worked in the Elvis years. And then they kind of moved on. But most of them were plucked. Even the albums were plucked from the films. But that was, yeah, I thought it was quite a good film. The Racing Driver one.
Yeah, I liked all of his films, to be quite honest. And he never, Elvis never performed in residency at the Tropicana, but he played a string of 636 concerts at what was then the International Hotel, known as Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. He did, however, visit the Tropicana to see Vicky Carr perform, and was photographed with her backstage. But it's a shame, some of these big, because that's what makes Las Vegas, these, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they're making it into a football stadium or soccer stadium.
Yeah, well, there's plenty there, isn't there? Vegas, there's new hotels, but yeah, the old ones on the strip.
Yeah, but they're like
pressure.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra and, you know, Dean Martin. Yeah.
I'd love to go back. If you could go back in time, you'd have to go back and see something like Elvis or Dean Martin. Or,
they
know,
do lots of
Frank
tribute
Sinatra.
Acts there, don't they? But it's not the same. But no, there's no justice in that.
There's not. No.
Shall I play if there's any justice then? Lamar.
Changed, eased it into heart.